Sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. We're back at Unitigo for a MAC Boys Basketball Contest, as it's the Unitigo Franklin Boys hosting Deposit Hancock. And I'm joined by my color commentator tonight, Greg Boskowski. Coach, we're back here again, ready for another MAC battle. And, you know, it's getting to be that fun time of the year where the playoffs are right around the corner, so all of these games really count.
Yeah, every game seems to count at this time of year, whether it's for, you know, solidifying your spot at the top of the league or, you know, trying to catch that team that's up in front in the division standing.
Of course, want to welcome everybody to the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. The last time we saw this Unitigo Franklin team, they were down a few guys, not for any bad reasons, just, you know, throughout the season, injuries and sickness can certainly hurt you at times, but it looks like they have a full complement of players, and it should be a good matchup. Deposit Hancock is a tough team, despite being towards the bottom of the MAC standings right now. Good guard play and good size. They've been fighting the injury bug all season as well, but talking to the coaching staff before tonight's game, they said, we feel like we finally have everybody back healthy and where we want them. So DH is kind of looking to play the role of spoiler, I would say, tonight, because Unitigo Franklin still fighting for a top four spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think DH is going to come in with some confidence. At this point in the season, you know, you hope that you have all your guys healthy, and you know, you're kind of at that point where you're kind of going to be what you're going to be for the year. Hopefully some of your players have improved and the kids are starting to buy in, maybe play a little better as a team and understand what you're trying to do philosophy-wise on offense and defense. But at the same time, Unitigo has a full complement of their roster tonight, and after coaching here for about 10 years, this is a difficult place to play. So should be a good contest tonight, and we'll see how it all shapes out.
I'm curious your thoughts. What makes it a difficult place to play? Because I've talked to so many coaches over the years that say, boy, it's a tough place to go, and I'm wondering your thoughts on that. Is it the size of the gym? Is it the crowd? A little bit of everything?
I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. I mean, the court is not small, but the court is not large, so you're kind of, like, I don't want to say that the crowd's right on top of you. I do think that I personally always thought the hoops here were nice to shoot on, but I have heard from opposing players and coaches, oh, we can never shoot there. I also think the crowd has a lot to do with it. Unitigo has always been known for having, you know, positive community support, but also school support. I mean, they usually have a very rowdy, loud, boisterous student section that really gets into the game. So it can be a difficult place to play just because, you know, the students are loud. And, you know, I would always tell my teams when we go to other places, like, the game's not over just because we walked in this gym. We have to believe that we have a chance to win, and, you know, they have to put the ball in the basket just like we do. Let's go out and compete and see what happens.
I hope the custodians came out and took the lids off of the rim from the girls' game the other night, because we had a 27-26 game between Unitigo and the Delhi girls. Unitigo snuck out that win, and it was just a night where, I don't know if, you know, the something with the polar ice cap, something wacky was going on here, and the ball would not go in the hoop.
Sometimes that happens. You know, you can get great looks at the basket, and the ball just won't go in. And then other times you think there's no way that's going in, and it, you know, doesn't hit anything but all net. So it can be very confusing as a coach and frustrating.
We've had a fun week of games. Of course, we had that Unitigo and Delhi girls game, and then last night, Oxford, the girls over at Oxford Academy, taking down previously undefeated Green, 61-34. That was a shocker last night, and has really kind of made the MAC standings very interesting in the two divisions as we hit the home stretch here. So you never know this time of year what you're going to find. So we're going to pause here on the Butler Auto tip-off show for the national anthem. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups for you. Again, it's Deposit Hancock, the boys visiting Unitigo Franklin tonight, and we'll be back soon on WCDO.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Ultimas, Chevy Malibus, and Sparks.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Unitego Franklin Boys hosting Deposit Hancock here tonight. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski as we wrap up our Butler Auto pregame show. Starting lineups tonight, first for the visiting DH Eagles and head coach Seth Simons. They will start with sophomore number one, Alejandro Gonzalez. Sophomore number two, Blake Fortunato. And you'll recognize that name from his very good baseball success for the DH Eagles and their state championship team last spring. Junior number 22, the big man Thomas Reese. A junior number 23, Evan Persbacher, a very good shooter. And a junior number 55, Zach Beagle. On the other side for Unitego Franklin and head coach Travis Woods, they start with the senior birthday boy turning 18 today, number 4, Logan Utter. So a happy birthday to Logan here tonight. They will start with freshman number 10, Xander Johnson. A senior number 12, Devin Kroll. A junior number 33, Braden Johnson. And a junior number 40, Chase Bertzel. And so Unitego and the home whites with the green trim will jump it up. Braden Johnson wins the opening tip, but it went sailing out of bounds, and so DH will get the opening possession here. DH is in the black uniforms with the blue and the white trim. It's that royal blue. So DH going left to right, and they'll start things off here tonight in this MAC battle at the U. And here is DH taking it into the paint. We'll have a jump ball as Fortunato got tied up, and the arrow's going to give it to UF.
Nice play there by Braden Johnson to tie him up there on the shot.
DH coming with some early full-court pressure, and they'll try to get it to midcourt here for Unitego Franklin, and oh, they had it over and then back, and so a turnover gives it back to the Eagles. Well, 7:40 to go here in this first quarter. We're scoreless as both teams settle in for some Friday night hoops. We're glad to have you along, and thanks for listening to the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. A steal now by Unitego. Johnson ahead for Logan Utter. Wants to take it to the interior. Flips one over far side for Kroll. Now back to Bertzel. A three ball is off the back of the rim. The rebound is loose, picked up by Braden Johnson, goes up strong with it and finishes.
Nice job. He got the rebound there. That he kept the first one alive, then he got the second one and was able to finish with the left hand.
And now a steal by Unitigo at midcourt and ahead for Devin Kroll. Takes it to the interior and scores. And a quick 4-0 lead for Unitigo Franklin over Deposit Hancock. An unlucky break there on that last trip up the floor, and now a foul at midcourt as Fortunato tried to split a double team. With a minute gone, it's Unitigo Franklin 4 and DH nothing. That's got to be a tough call for the official there, coach, as you know, it's happening so fast. And then is it offensive? Is it
is it a travel?
Yeah, is it a travel? Who knows? So Coach Woods wants an explanation on it real quick. And the official's talking to the table in the meantime, but it does look like it'll stay with the Eagles, and the foul will be on Xander Johnson, his first, team's first. Our first foul of the game. And so we're back underway. DH with the basketball. They go to Thomas Reese at the high post. Now back to Gonzalez straight away. Finds Fortunato left side. They go to Reese on the interior. A little give and go for Fortunato. Takes it to the interior. His shot was no good. Rebound, Devin Kroll. Long pass ahead. Leaking out for Logan Utter, and he scores. And the birthday boy with his first basket tonight.
Nice pass ahead there by Kroll.
And another steal at midcourt by Logan Utter. Down the right side. Wants to take it to the interior. Flips it off for Chase Burtzel. His left-hand layup won't go. And then a foul on Unitigo Franklin underneath. So with 6:25 to go in the first, a 6-0 lead for Unitigo so far. And a timeout will be taken by Deposit Hancock. So we're going to step away. Unitigo Franklin boys off to a quick 6-0 lead over DH. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A 6-0 early lead here for the Unitigo Franklin boys over visiting Deposit Hancock. And out of the timeout, Eagles have the ball and they get to midcourt. They try to go to the far side for Beagle. The pass was behind him, out of bounds and back to the Spartans.
You know, sometimes when you press, you just want to speed the other team up and let them make their own mistakes, just like DH did there on a poor pass.
So the Spartans in the backcourt, they break the pressure, and they'll find Kroll in the corner. That's his shot. This one in and out, and a rebound for Thomas Reese. Good ball movement by Unitigo Franklin so far tonight. Moving well in transition. Here's the Eagles trying to get on the board. A three ball from the right side is up and good for Evan Persbacher. And that'll get the Eagles going as they now trail 6-3 with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Burtzel at midcourt. Dishes one over to the far side, and a three ball here for Logan Utter is no good. Rebound Eagles, and ahead for Fortunato. Back to the left side of the basket, out of bounds. Good defense by Kroll, but it'll stay with DH.
Yeah, that was great hustle there by Kroll.
So coming up on 5.5 to go in this first quarter. A 6-3 lead for the Spartans over the DH Eagles tonight here at the U. And here's a three ball in the left corner for Persbacher again, and he hits it.
I think you've done your homework in the starting lineups there. You said that kid was well known for his shot. He's got two looks and buried both of them.
Well, they're only giving him a two on that second one, so it will be 6-5, but both great-looking shots. I thought he was deep enough in the corner, but, yeah, when they report his scores in or when I've had a chance to see him play, he can shoot it. So 5:20 to go.
The official just corrected it and said the last one was a three.
Okay, so I'm not losing my eyesight yet. So 6 points for Persbacher. Three in the corner for Kroll, and he answers back off the inbounds play. Makes it a 9-6 lead for Unitigo Franklin over DH. Back down the floor. Persbacher tries to take it to the rim, missed it, and a rebound for the Spartans with Chase Burtzel. So again, 9-6 in the early going for Unitigo Franklin on top of DH. And now a reach-in foul here on the Eagles at the top of the key with 5 minutes to go first quarter. And so an inbound pass here for Logan Utter. Thanks for joining us tonight as well on WCDOSports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. You can also go back and listen to these games anytime on the Game Audio Archives. It's a free download courtesy of SFCU. Left side here, Logan Utter. Three ball for him is good.
Nice pass out by Kroll.
And now DH throws it away, trying to hurry up the floor on that left side. And so Unitego Franklin leads 12-6.
Devin got the ball in the corner, which is his spot. They DH kind of closed out on him. He put the ball on the floor, got to the lane, looked for the 45-degree angle pass out to Utter, and he buried the three.
And so the Spartans with the ball. They go to the high post. Good movement. They find Bertzel in the corner. No. Off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Fortunato. Back down the floor here for Blake. Gets into the high post area. Now flips it over to Thomas Reese. Back to Gonzalez on the left side as the Eagles in the black uniforms here tonight go left to right. Pass to the interior for Reese, and he's fouled, and he'll head to the line.
I believe that's two.
Yeah.
On Xander Johnson.
So two on Xander, and what will Coach Woods do? Turns around, looks at his bench here, and looks like he is going to send a sub to the table. First shot for Reese at the line is no good. And Xander's going to come out for some protection, and heading in will be Reese James, who's provided some nice minutes off the bench this year for Coach Woods. 4:20 to go, first quarter, 12-6 our score, with Unitego Franklin leading so far here over Deposit Hancock. Second shot for Reese at the line is no good, and Braden Johnson with a rebound. Outlet pass to Bertzel, and he's in transition. Stops, looking for Braden on the inside. Turnaround shot rolled off the front of the rim, and a rebound for the Eagles.
That was just a tough angle. It was a nice pass, good shot, but just a tough angle to finish that.
Give and go sends Fortunato to the rim. Off the dish from Reese, and he finishes. Makes it 12-8 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. And the Spartans are over the midcourt timeline here, going right to left. They're in the white with the green trim tonight. They continue the excellent passing. They find Bertzel down low. The kiss off the glass won't go. Eagles trying to work their way back into it. They get another rebound. Gonzalez, baseline drive here. A little floater, short. Braden Johnson, a rebound. And a head now for Devin Kroll. Kroll, nice step through. The floater is good.
Yeah. Really nice move there by Kroll.
Devin Kroll with 7 points in the early going. Makes it Unitego Franklin 14 and DH 8 with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Fortunato, another step through, and his bounce off the glass is no good. And the rebound and an outlet pass by Unitego is picked back off, and here's Persbacher with a floater in the lane. No, Gonzalez a rebound. Tries to float one back to Fortunato in the left corner, and DH is trying to settle back in on offense. And Fortunato will get stripped. Long outlet pass ahead for Reese James, and ahead for Logan Utter, up and in. This is the most I've seen Unitego Franklin try to get out and run this year. They're pushing the pace, and they lead 16-8 with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Here's Fortunato. Nice pass down low, finds Thomas Reese, and he finishes. Great dish there from Fortunato. Makes it 16-10 with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. The Eagles are trailing the Spartans here. Logan Utter on the right side, chest pass for Reese James. Pass to the interior for Bertzel is stolen away by Reese. And DH trying to chip their way back into this game. Here's Fortunato. Left side finds Persbacher for three. Died on the front of the rim, out of bounds, and going back to Unitego Franklin.
Even though that shot didn't go in, it was still a good shot. I'd like to see DH look a little more to get Evan some shots. He's a good shooter from the perimeter. Last couple trips up and down, they seem to have kind of lost him there.
So 2:05 to go in this first quarter. 16-10 our score. As Unitego Franklin boys leading Deposit Hancock. And they go to the high post. They tried to go to Braden Johnson. It's stolen away by Fortunato. Down the left side, takes it to the interior. Blocked there by Logan Utter. And out of bounds it goes. It will stay with the Eagles. With 1:50 to go here in the first quarter. Fortunato on the baseline here looking for options as DH will get it in. Oh, a good play there by Fortunato. Boy, that's the same play we saw the other night. Almost worked this time for DH. And now a steal here and back down the floor for Unitego Franklin. Same spot we even saw it in the other night. We'll explain that more in a minute. Minute and a half to go in this first quarter. 16-10 for Unitego Franklin. And we have a 3-second call, I believe. Yes, here on the Spartans. Coach, literally the same spot the other night. They tried the old throw it off the back inbounds play. That is funny.
That everything worked except the shot.
And it was the same in the girls' game. Maddie Wilsey tried it the other night. I believe that's who it was, as DH throws it away, heading down the floor. And same thing. Got a good look, and it just wouldn't go.
Maybe the janitors did forget to take the lid off.
As a coach, if you ever had a player try that, did you kind of cringe, or you say, hey, good situational awareness?
If it was good situational awareness and it was a good shot after they got it back, I mean, what can you say? It's creativity.
Here is Spencer Wilms. Deep three, in and out. Boy, that looked like it was good, and it rattled out. And a rebound for the Eagles, who are trying to hang around with a minute to go in this first quarter. They trail 16-10. Eagles with the ball, top of the key. Here is Fortunato. Steps through. Floater for Blake. Rolls around the rim. No. Rebound, yes, on that far side for the Eagles as Frank Hernandez puts it up and in. 16-12 the score. Spartans leading the Eagles here. Boys, MAC basketball action tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Brought to you by SFCU. Reese James from downtown on that right wing side, and he hits it. Nice bucket there to make it 19-12, and Unitego Franklin shooting very well. Back down the floor for Beagle. His right-handed layup rolls off the front of the rim. And ahead now for the Spartans. Logan Utter back to midcourt, finds Braden Johnson. Now back to Utter. Shot clock's off, 10 seconds to go first quarter. Left side here for Spencer Wilms. Now back to Logan Utter, down to 5 seconds. Utter, stutter step, steps through, lost control of the ball. And the Eagles, a half-court heave. No, won't go. First quarter in the books. Unitego Franklin boys lead DH 19-12 tonight here at Unitego. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back to start the second quarter. 19-12 is our score. The DH Eagles trailing Unitego Franklin, and the Eagles have the ball. They go to Blake Fortunato. Right side, three is good for Fortunato. That'll keep him in it.
Yeah, Unitego unfortunate. They had a steal, but then they gave it right back, and DH made him pay with a three.
19-15. DH hanging around here on the road as Unitego Franklin now has the ball going right to left. Utter at the top of the key. 2-3 zone now for the Eagles, and Spencer Wilms makes him pay with a deep three of his own. So Wilms hits that one. He's been having some nice contests recently as Reese James gets a paw on this one and it rolls out.
A lot of people are going to be shocked to hear me say this, but I think Unitego's fallen a little bit too much in love with that three-point shot early. I'd like to see him get the ball inside a little more to their big guys. I think they have a height advantage on DH, but so far the shots are going in for him.
Yeah, when those shots are going down, hard to pass them up, right? And now a steal by Unitego Franklin, ahead for Reese James. And he tries a pass to the interior, which was punched out of bounds on defense by Persbacher. I see some celebrities have walked in over on the far side with the Kingsbury family. Shannon Kingsbury, also Hannah Bonskowski over there.
Three-pointer there by Reese James.
Reese James for three. In the meantime, while I'm talking about the local celebs that have come in, making it 25-15, and Unitego Franklin gets another steal. Down the left side of the floor here for Spencer Wilms. A little dipsy do, and he lost it out of bounds. And it's going to go back to DH. 6:45 to go in this second quarter. And this is the best I've seen Unitego Franklin shoot the ball so far this year.
They're also moving the ball really well, which is creating the good shots.
Reese to the interior. Pull-up jumper, no. And Xander Johnson had very good position on the box out there, and DH gets called for a foul on the over the back. So Coach Woods has elected to put Xander Johnson back in the game with those two fouls. And Xander comes across midcourt and to the right side for Reese James. They continue to move it around. They go to Wilms. Now to Reese James, right side. Good patience here. They go back to Wilms, left side for three. Hits it. Spencer Wilms from way downtown.
That's his spot. I think he's taken three shots from there tonight. All of them have looked good.
Yeah, the first one just rattled out, and then the last two have been just cash. 6:05 to go in the second quarter, and Unitego Franklin has ballooned this up to a 28-15 lead. Wilms just picks up a foul.
But if you're DH, you can't let him stand there and shoot from that spot. You got to run him off the spot, make him put the ball on the floor.
Eagles trying to stay in this game. Just a few minutes ago, they were down four, and now it's ballooned up to a 28-15 lead. Eagles with the basketball. They go to the interior for Reese, tied up on the right low block. Foul's going to be on Wills, his second. He picks up two right in a row. With about 5:50 to go in the second quarter, and Unitego Franklin leading 28-15. And so Austin Wild will come in, and that will send Wilms with the hot hand to the bench. Fortunato for three in the corner. That's off the side of the rim. And a rebound for Beagle. Lost control of it, and a steal by Reese James. Ahead now for Xander Johnson. No, stolen by Fortunato. He tries to go straight to the tin. Up off the glass and in for Blake Fortunato with 7 points now.
Really nice move there, but I also thought the defense was good by Braden Johnson. He just went up and said, if you can make the shot, it's fine. I'm not going to foul you.
5:20 to go in the second quarter. Unitego Franklin boys leading 28-17. Pass to the interior here for the Spartans. Jacob Sargent, his shot rolls off the back of the rim.
Hey, let's go. Stop the ball.
And it knuckled off to the right side, and a rebound for Fortunato. Left side, Gonzalez, and he threw it away. Another steal by Reese James, trying to go coast to coast. Kind of an awkward roll off the rim, but a rebound for Jacob Sargent, and he scores. Everybody's getting in the act tonight here.
Yeah, good hustle there by Unitego.
30-17. Spartans leading the Eagles here with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Here's Persbacher. Good closeout defense. They get it back to Fortunato. Straightaway three, missed it to the left. Rebound Xander Johnson. Long pass ahead for Xander. Too far in front of Austin Wild and out of bounds. Back to the Eagles. Stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. And now a timeout will be taken on the floor here by DH. 4:35 to go, second quarter. And it is Unitego Franklin 30 and DH 17 on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4.5 to go in the second quarter. Unitego Franklin boys are in the driver's seat at the moment. DH trying to crawl back in. Shot from Fortunato in the corner was too strong. Rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to UF. Again, they lead 30-17. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you tonight here on WCDO. And the Spartans to the right side of the floor. Now they go to the high post for Devin Kroll. Back to Xander Johnson as Unitico Franklin goes right to left. We're going to have a three-second call here on the Spartans, so it'll give it back to DH. We've seen a couple of those so far tonight.
Yeah, they're trying to attack Deposit Hancock's 2-3 zone like you're supposed to with a high post around the foul line area, but they just need to get in and out of that lane.
And so the Eagles will bring it back down the floor. They go left to right. Gonzalez in the left corner. DH is in the black uniforms tonight with the white and blue trim. Another steal by Reese James of Unitico. Coast to coast, and he lays it in. And they have been tremendous on defense here tonight. And Reese James now with 8 points. Makes it 32-17. And a foul on the Spartans as the Eagles bring it back down. Right in front of the UF bench with 3:45 to go, second quarter. Reese James going to go to the bench, as well as Jacob Sargent. And so almost the whole starting five is back in. Braden Johnson, the lone starter on the bench, with Austin Wild still in the contest. There's Thomas Reese. They'll go to the interior for Zach Beagle. Turn around, tried to pass down low, and it was tipped away by Logan Utter. Utter in transition. He goes to Bertzel. Now back to Utter. Top of the key. Looking for options. Goes to Kroll now. Kroll, pump fake, steps through, goes to Utter, and he is fouled right in the middle of the paint there with 3:20 to go in this second quarter. Our score, 32-17, with Unitico Franklin on top of Deposit Hancock. And so Utter on the baseline here, doing the inbounding duties. DH going back to the bench, and Frank Hernandez will come in for Thomas Reese. And again, the Spartans will have the ball underneath their own basket. They go to Chase Bertzel in the corner. Little shimmy. Takes it to the interior. He's blocked. Ball loose in the paint. Xander Johnson comes down with it. Kicks one out right side. Austin Wild for three. And missed the shot and a rebound for the Eagles. Back down the floor here for Persbacher. And he tries to go to the right side. Lost control of it. Gets it back. Persbacher finds Fortunato. Splits the defense. Pull-up jumper for him. No. Second chance as he got it back up off the glass. That's too strong. And a rebound for Chase Bertzel underneath. Bertzel in the backcourt, pulls it down, and flips one on a bounce pass over to Logan Utter. Across the midcourt timeline. They go to the high post for Devin Kroll, blocked by the big man Hernandez, and then we'll have a whistle on the rebound opportunity. We have a delay of game warning on White there on the Spartans.
So basically what that means for the viewers or listeners that don't know is there was a whistle. Unitico had the ball, and they, you know, threw it. I think they were trying to throw it to the ref. In this case, it went away, so you get a delay of game warning.
Interior pass here on the inbounds for Devin Kroll. Tough angle there, and he couldn't quite get it to go. And a rebound for DH, and the Eagles are in desperate need of a bucket here with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. Now back to Fortunato. Gets into the paint, up off the glass. No, Kroll said absolutely not. Blocked it out of bounds, and it went off Fortunato, and back to the Spartans it goes.
Another time you'll see that delay of game warning is if after you score a basket, a lot of times the offense will take the ball and just kind of throw it. And some people say that, oh, you do that to set up your press. So if they get the warning in the book, then the next time it happens, it's automatic technical foul.
So a 32-17 lead for Unitico Franklin over Deposit Hancock. And here is Utter at the top of the key. They try to go to the high post for Kroll. Far side for Wild. He steps in down low. Bertzel on the right low block. Missed the shot. Rebound for Persbacher. And a pass ahead now to set up the Eagles' offense. They go to Fortunato. Pump fakes on a three. They work it far side. Persbacher steps in for a three, in and out. And the rebound comes to DH underneath. And Orion Arisi is able to put it in. Makes it 32-19 with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter. High post for Unitico Franklin. Stolen away by Hernandez. He lost it, though. And the Spartans will pull it back down. Devin Kroll from NBA range. Way too strong. And off the miss goes to the Eagles. And down the right side, they go to Fortunato now, reversing it to the left. His floater in the paint is good for Blake Fortunato with 9 points.
That was a nice move and a difficult shot there to make that floater, but he did it under control.
32-21. You think if you're DH and you could keep it around 10 or maybe 9 or so going into the break, you feel like you're giving yourself a chance.
Yeah, if they get a stop here and a basket, it'll give momentum to them coming out for the second half.
Spartans for three. Wild, no. His shot was long. Rebound, Fortunato. Ahead now for Persbacher. Steps through his floater. Couldn't get it to go. Good defense there by Kroll. Got a hand in his face. 40 seconds to go. Back down the floor here for Logan Utter. Calling out the play with 35 seconds left in the second quarter. Utter at the top of the key. Splits two defenders and is blocked. And off to the races here is Gonzalez. And he tries a reverse layup. Missed it. And then on the rebound, the Spartans get it back. And then a foul from behind here on Frank Hernandez. Boy, that turned into a track meet there for a minute or two.
Yeah, DH tried to make that shot a little more difficult than it had to be. If it just went up for a normal layup, they were coming to try to block the shot, but you probably get to the free throw line. I thought the previous time as well, they could have got to the free throw line instead of taking that little floater there.
So 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Unitego leading 32-21. Spartans will look to get it in. They do to Austin Wild. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Fortunato almost stole it. Out of bounds, and it will stay with the Spartans. So Unitego Franklin continues to hold on to the ball here.
Unitego Franklin can hold for the last shot.
Yeah, shot clock's off. And so to the right side for Bertzel, now to Wild. Into the corner, Logan Utter, pump fakes on a three, now steps into it and hits. Logan Utter from downtown, and he's got 10. A half-court heave for DH won't go, and that'll do it. We'll head to the locker room with a 35-21 lead for the Spartans over the Eagles, and that three big right at the end of the half there, Coach.
Yeah, just a momentum swing. I thought it was a really good patience by Logan Utter. He could have shot right away with the defender running at him, but he held his pivot foot on the ground, nice head and shoulder fake. It actually looked like he was going to shoot the ball, let the defender fly by, and then he took his time and made a nice shot.
So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a couple of minutes. Halftime score 35-21. Unitego Franklin on top of Deposit Hancock here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
M.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Halftime score 35-21. Unitego Franklin boys on top of Deposit Hancock. We'll do the scoring summary in just a minute, but Coach, you know, we've seen Unitego Franklin enough this year, and I think that's by far the best I've seen them play. They did really, really well.
Yeah, they did a really nice job moving the ball on offense. They got out and ran in transition a little bit, created some offense from their defense, getting some steals. As well as they played in the lead they have, I think they could easily have several more baskets. They had some looks that went in and out. So impressive half by the Spartans.
Scoring summary here in the first half, first for DH. 9 points for Blake Fortunato, six for Evan Persbacher, two apiece for Frank Hernandez, Orion Arisi, and two for Thomas Reese. On the other side, 10 points for Logan Utter, 8 for Reese James, 7 for Devin Kroll, 6 for Spencer Wilms, 2 apiece for Jacob Sargent and Braden Johnson. So great balance so far by the Spartans.
The other thing that you want to talk about for a majority of that second quarter there, at least half, Braden Johnson sat. I wondered if it was because he had fouls, but I only have him down for one. But also Xander made it to halftime with two fouls, and he had the two fouls early. So those are big pluses for Unitego. Two kids that I thought did a really nice job, and what you could call them like stat sheet stuffers there in the first half. For Deposit Hancock, number two, Blake Fortunato. He's done a little bit of everything. I mean, you mentioned already he had 9 points, but I am down for three rebounds, a couple assists, and a couple of steals. And the other player, that the stat sheet stuffer there in the first half, would be Logan Utter. He's leading Unitigo with the 10 points, but has three assists, two steals, and he had that nice block there in transition. So two guards that are really doing a lot for each of their teams out there in the first half.
Yeah, well done by those guys, and no surprise. As they whatever sport they're playing, they seem to be somewhere on the stat sheet doing big things. And of course, this is our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Marabito has been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy difference. So, again, halftime score 35-21. The Unitigo Franklin boys on top of Deposit Hancock, as Unitigo Franklin trying to protect their spot in the top four and give themselves a chance to make it to the MAC semifinals and have a chance to maybe play in the MAC championship, which will be coming up, I believe it's February 17th.
That's correct.
Off the top of my head. So the Tri-Valley is the 11th, the Delaware League the 16th, and then the MAC championship on the 17th. And Coach, I hope you're going to be with me for some, if not all, of those games.
I plan to be with you for all of those games. I'm looking forward to them. I think we have some quality basketball in all three of those leagues, so they should be some good games, both on the boys' side and the girls' side. And hopefully, you know, we have some quality championship contests. And then I wish all the teams from those leagues, you know, success in the sectionals.
The Tri-Valley games will be held at Oneonta High School on the 11th. Of course, the Delaware League is, as always, being held up at SUNY Delhi. And the MAC is still going through some negotiations on where exactly they're going to have it. So we will get you that information as soon as it is available. You know, last year they played those games at UV. I thought that was very well done. They've kind of decided the last couple of years to maybe just go with a neutral site. And you kind of have to see what gyms are available and who's going to be in the game and who's not going to be in the game. Of course, that was after years of playing it at Binghamton University. And, you know, we'll see what happens with that over the next couple of years as well. So once we get that information on the MAC, we will certainly pass it along. But we're going to take one last break here. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter. It's 35-21, Unitigo Franklin leading the DH boys here tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9...
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Start of the third quarter with Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO. And WCDOsports.com, a floater here for DH's Blake Fortunato. Couldn't get it to go. A rebound for Beagle. Zach Beagle's shot won't go down, and Braden Johnson will Windex the glass here. So we start the third quarter, and it's 35-21. Spencer Wilms from downtown, no. Body's flying out of bounds on the far side. No whistles as the Eagles will bring it back down the floor here. With 7:15 to go in the third. Top of the key for Gonzalez. Again, DH going right to left here to start this third quarter. Can they chip away at this Spartans lead? Here is Fortunato to the high post. Will work one back out into the corner for Thomas Reese. And back to the top of the key for Gonzalez. He just saved it from being stolen and shoots off the glass in the paint and scores.
Yeah, nice finish there by the little guard going in with the tree.
Well done. 6:45 to go in the third, and it's 35-23. Rolling off here for Spencer Wilms to the high post for Jacob Sargent. Into the corner now, Reese James. Bounce pass to the interior, right low block, little turnaround hook for Braden Johnson. Off the front of the rim, and a rebound for the Eagles. Back down the floor for Fortunato. Goes across the Spartan logo at midcourt. Fortunato gets a screen, comes off of it, steps through, flips one to the corner for Persbacher. He fights his way into the paint and scores from about 10 feet out. Persbacher.
That three is looking bigger and bigger at the end of the half there for Unitigo.
Our score now 35-25 with 6 minutes to go in the third. They go back to the interior for Jacob Sargent. Inside, Braden Johnson straight up, and he scores. Good-looking shot there for Braden Johnson.
looks like Unitigo has made a concerted effort. Halftime, get the ball inside.
Now a steal by Jacob Sargent. He goes coast to coast, hits it, and he's fouled. And he's going to the line as Fortunato came back and gets the foul there.
He was really rewarded. He made a really nice pass inside to Braden the last trip down. Got a steal, went hard to the basket, got the contact, drew the foul, and finished. Now he gets the trip to the line.
And so Sargent will settle in at the line here for Unitigo Franklin. His shot is off the mark and a rebound for Thomas Reese. Outlet pass to Blake Fortunato. And in the backcourt, he'll walk it up. So just when DH was starting to get a little momentum, Unitigo gets it right back.
Back-to-back buckets.
High post, Thomas Reese. Works one out. Now to Fortunato. Comes off a screen. On the baseline, a little up and under, and he's fouled. With 5.5 to go in the third, and our score 39-25 in favor of the Spartans. And so Fortunato on the baseline will be doing the inbounding duties.
They didn't call that a shooting
foul?
Yeah,
I thought that was going to be a shooting foul here. Foul going to be on Braden Johnson, his second. And so Fortunato, no, he's going to have to inbound and won't get his foul shots. Works it into Persbacher. Now back to Fortunato. Can he capitalize with a three? No. Rattled in and out. Rebound Braden Johnson. Ahead now for Xander Johnson. As Unitigo in the white uniforms with the green trim, they go left to right. And a pass is stolen by Fortunato at the high post. And Blake will come across the midcourt timeline. Splits two defenders. Stops at the high post. Dishes down low for Beagle. He couldn't finish. Falls to the floor here, gets his own rebound. Back out Thomas Reese, now to Gonzalez. Good pump fake, takes it inside. The shot off the glass won't go, and out of bounds, and going to stay with the Eagles. With 4:50 to go in the third, as Unitigo Franklin couldn't come up with that rebound.
A little sloppy out there last couple possessions. Let's see if they can tighten things up.
4:50 to go in the third. Eagles will look to get it in, and they do. Here to Gonzalez at the top of the key. Gonzalez to the right side, now back to Fortunato. Looking to break his man down off the dribble. A nice spin into the paint. His shot won't go. Rebound for Beagle. Turn around, and yes. Glad to see him get that bucket. He's been working hard on the interior and finally gets rewarded for it. 39-27, Unitigo Franklin on top with 4:20 to go in the third. Spartans with the basketball. They go high post for Jacob Sargent. Knocked away, but he got it back. Takes it to the interior, and he floats it up and in. 6 points now for Jacob Sargent off the bench. Pushes that Unitigo Franklin lead to 41-27 with 4 minutes to go in the third. And a traveling violation now on the Eagles. We'll give it back to the Spartans. And again, we've said it before, but it seems like just when the Eagles get a little momentum,
yep,
they lose it. And so the Spartans at midcourt again looking to take over here, going left to right. Utter to the right side. Looking for options, goes to the high post. Devin Kroll back out for Xander Johnson downtown, and he hits it. Good-looking shot there for Xander, his first bucket of the evening.
That was all set up by the nice ball movement and a good pass out from the foul line extended area out to Xander.
Persbacher for three. He hits it from that right corner.
I think that's his third of the game, yes?
Yeah, three threes for Evan Persbacher and 11 points. Makes it 44-30. Unitigo Franklin on top of Deposit Hancock. Spartans with the ball. They go to Kroll. High post. Pass down low. Braden Johnson. He's blocked by Zach Beagle. And an outlet pass, and back down the floor they come. Here is Fortunato. Steps through, and he gets tied up, and they're going to call a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it with the Eagles. With 3:12 to go in the third.
Even though Unitigo didn't get a hoop there, I really like Devin Kroll at the foul line. He's got a little size. Got a nice shot. I was surprised he didn't let that one go from the foul line, but he can see over the defense to get the ball into Braden.
Fortunato for the Eagles now. Works his way down low, and he's fouled on the right low block.
And I think that'll be three on Braden.
Yeah, three fouls on the big man for Unitigo Franklin, Braden Johnson. With 3:07 to go in the third. Stay tuned. Later tonight, we will have our postgame show. We'll wrap everything up here and give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game as Fortunato gets the first one to go at the line. He has 10 points now. And the second one coming. And Fortunato goes 2 out of 2. So he has 11. Makes it 44-32 with 3:05 to go in the third. Still a lot of basketball left to be played, so you can't count out the Eagles. Spartans trying to continue to push their lead up. And Utter at the high post. No, another three-second call. I think we've seen three or four of those tonight against the Spartans.
Yeah, they're trying to get that ball in the high post, and the person that they're putting in that high post position is just failing to move in and out.
And they just talked about it a little bit on the way back down the floor. And now here's a three by Persbacher. This could be big. No, it's too strong. Outlet pass here for
that
Logan Utter.
Good, though. It's a good offense by DH. Good shot right off the back of the rim.
Spartans with the basketball. Going left to right. Here is Utter now back to Chase Burtzel with a chest pass. UF taking their time here with 2:25 to go in the third. Braden Johnson now back up Logan Utter at the top of the key. Comes off a screen. Utter now to Kroll. Pump fakes. Zips one down low. Finding Xander Johnson. Slipped. Lost control of the ball. The Eagles come away with it. And then they tried an outlet pass to Fortunato. He saved it, but it goes right to Braden Johnson, who lays it up and in. Good bounce there for Unitego Franklin.
You never save the ball under the basket you're defending. When you run to save it and throw it out, it automatically creates 5-on-4.
And a save here, or a pass, I should say, for the Eagles inside for Thomas Reese, and he buries it. Yeah, that was just unlucky there for Fortunato.
Nice finish, though, for DH on that drive to the basket.
Makes it 46-34 with a 1:40 to go in the third. And yeah, it's hard to, you know, the hustle's there. Yeah, it's just tough situational type of thing. Here is Chase Burtzel on the right side. Three ball for him is good. Chase Burtzel from downtown. He's able to hit that, and it's going to be a 30-second timeout with a 1:23 to go in this third quarter. And Unitego Franklin leading DH 49-34. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:23 to go in the third. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you tonight here on WCDO. And WCDOsports.com, our web stream, the free audio, is brought to you by SFCU. DH with the ball, and they'll throw it away. This one down the length of the floor. It's a sprinting race. Logan Utter couldn't quite get there. Said he was pushed off of the ball. No call, and here is Fortunato trying to go back the other way. His shot won't fall. Braden Johnson will scoop it up. Ahead now for Utter. Utter to the rim, and he scores. Logan Utter up to 12 points now tonight. Back the other way. A three for Fortunato, and he hits it. End-to-end action here. Makes it 51-37 after a flurry of scoring on both sides with 40 seconds to go in the third. Here is Utter at the top of the key. To the interior for Braden Johnson. They try to go inside for Kroll, stolen by Frank Hernandez of DH. Ahead now for Persbacher. And Persbacher has the ball. They go to Fortunato on the left side. Fortunato into the paint, kicks one out, finds Gonzalez, right side three, no. Rebound Braden Johnson, 15 ticks left. Outlet pass, looking for Xander Johnson, dribbled it off his leg, and somehow goes to Logan Utter for three, and he hits it. Logan Utter from downtown, he's got 15, and a half-court heave just goes off the rim there for Gonzalez. And three quarters are in the books, and it is Unitego Franklin 54 and DH 37. We'll be back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So the UNC Eagle Franklin boys hit the fourth quarter with a 54-37 edge over Deposit Hancock. Logan Utter with that three there before the end of the third has 15 points for the Spartans to lead the way. And Blake Fortunato has 14 on the other side for Deposit Hancock. So fourth quarter, here we go.
And Deposit Hancock has switched to man-to-man.
So they're trying to throw everything in the kitchen sink here at Unitego Franklin, but Devin Kroll says, I'll take that. Gets a wide open three and hits it. And Kroll is into double figures with 10. Makes it a 57-37 game. High post for Thomas Reese. Pull-up jumper for him. No. Rebound for Xander Johnson underneath for Unitego Franklin. Xander straight away here will set the offense up. Trying to get a screen here from his brother, and does, takes it to the interior, his shot won't go. Nice screen set there by Braden, but a rebound here for the Eagles. Back down the floor, stepping through, and a floater won't go down for Persbacher. Rebound for Gonzalez of the Eagles. He fires up a three. Little sidewinding shot, won't go. And back down the floor. Unitego with the rebound. They go to Kroll on the left side, off a pass from Xander Johnson. Kroll to the interior, a little up and under. Won't go, and it's slapped away by DH, and they'll come up with the loose ball.
Last two possessions there by Unitego, just a little rushed. I'd like to see him slow down, get set up, run offense.
High post for Reese. Now back to Fortunato. Right side three, in and out. Rebound, Braden Johnson. And an outlet pass to Chase Burtzel. And again, all gas, no breaks here. And this time it pays off for Chase Burtzel as he scores and he's fouled. Yeah, they don't need to be in a hurry, but that time it paid off as Burtzel heads to the line here looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, and I think Coach Woods right now is talking to Xander. I think on that screen on the ball, he wanted him to kind of widen a little and then find Braden, who was rolling to the basket there. Xander drove to the basket, had a good look at a shot, but it was contested. But Braden was wide open rolling down the middle of the lane there.
So Chase Burtzel to the line, looking to complete the three-point play. Settles in and hits. Good shot there by Burtzel, who now will get a breather for Reese James. So very balanced scoring. I mean, you look down the list here, 15, 10, 8, 6, 6, 6, and 6 for UF. And that's what you like to see, I'm sure, if you're a coach. 60-37 the score. Unitego Franklin leading the DH boys with just about 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball tipped out of bounds by Jacob Sargent. Possession will stay with DH. Eagles will have the ball. They'll look to get in to Fortunato. He'll start things off. Fortunato with a chest pass for Beagle. Now back to Fortunato. Takes it into the teeth of the defense. His shot won't go down. Rebound Beagle again. Back to Fortunato. Rolls off the front of the rim. Wouldn't go. Beagle gets another rebound. Puts it up. That rolls off the front of the rim again. Fortunato's shot is blocked, and finally UF comes away with it. Xander Johnson steps through, and his shot is up and in.
Really nice move there by Xander. Good body control and good finish.
5:45 to go in the fourth, and it's 62-37 here for Unitego Franklin on top of the DH Eagles. Eagles to the high post. Turnaround shot for Thomas Reese is too strong, and a rebound for Reese James. Spartans are off to the races. James pulls it down, goes right side here for Xander Johnson. Into the corner, James dials up a three. This one, a little bit too much mustard on it, and it wouldn't roll in. Back down the floor here for the Eagles. Spin move by Gonzalez. He's stripped by Reese James. Outlet pass ahead, finding Braden Johnson. Missed the breakaway layup. It was contested. And the hot potato comes off the rim and is picked up here by DePaza Hancock. And then we will have a timeout taken here by DH. With 5:03 to go in the fourth, it's a 62-37 game. UTECO Franklin leading the DH boys. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. And our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 62-37. And every time DH looks like they're going to chip away, UTECO Franklin coach has been able to find an answer here tonight, and that's a good thing if you're a Spartans fan.
Yeah, they really have shot the ball well at times tonight and executed when they needed to.
Pull-up jumper here for Persbacher. No, but he's fouled, and we'll head to the line. No matter how this ends up, make sure you stay tuned for our postgame show coming up. Give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. So Persbacher will settle in here. His first foul shot at the line is nothing but net for Persbacher. He's got 12.
Yeah, he's got a nice shot. Good rotation on the ball, nice and soft.
Persbacher settling in. Second shot. Oh, there's the broadcaster's curse, as it wouldn't go. Yeah.
Sorry. I owe you one.
Back down the floor here for UTECO Franklin at 62-38. Spartans with the ball. They go to the interior on the right low block for Braden Johnson. He's tripped up, and a traveling violation here.
No.
With 4:40 to go in the fourth. Braden got to be careful there. With 4:35 to go in the fourth, Coach Woods trying to stick up for him. Three ball, Persbacher, yes. DH answers right back.
There you go. I got him back.
You got him back. Persbacher now with 15. 4:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. Our score is 62-41. Ball stolen away now by the Eagles. They're trying to make a little run. Gonzalez down the floor into the right corner.
Swing it.
He's got to get out of trouble. And going to be a foul here on Jacob Sargent with 4:10 to go. And again, a 62-41 lead for UTECO Franklin. And Braden Johnson to the bench. And he's a little frustrated, but rightfully so. Good battle on the interior. Eagles with the basketball left side here. Fortunato comes off a screen. Chest pass far side, finds Gonzalez. Little dribble drive on the baseline. Dishes one back off for Hernandez. His shot won't go down, and a rebound Devin Kroll underneath. Kroll in transition finds Wilms. He wanted to load it up, but he wouldn't pull the trigger there. Into the corner now for Austin Wilde. Splits two defenders. Chucks one towards the rim, and it goes. How did that go down for Austin Wilde?
I think they took the lid off the hoop there.
I think they did. He was almost falling down and tossed it towards the hoop, and it found its way in to make it 64-41. Thomas Reese down low, and Devin Kroll says no and blocks it out of bounds.
But that's the perfect example of what we were talking about before the game started. Like, you looked at that shot and thought, there's no way that can go in.
No way.
And then you look at other shot, oh, that's in. And then it doesn't go in, so you never know.
Just got to keep shooting, right?
Right.
Here is Beagle into the corner, finds Fortunato, dials up a three. skims off the front of the rim. DH tracks down the rebound with 3:15 to go. Eagles with the ball. They go back to Persbacher. Pull-up jumper in the paint. Off the back of the iron. Pulled down here by the Eagles. Gonzalez will try to reset with 3 minutes left. Eagles trailing on the road, 64-41. Persbacher, a three off the pass from Fortunato, and it's good for Persbacher. He's got 18.
Is that five threes?
With my quick math, yes. Five threes for Persbacher. Spencer Wilms steps in for a 20-footer, partially blocked. Fortunato with a rebound. Baseball pass ahead. That was his fastball, I think, and it went flying through everybody with 2:38 to go. Fortunato and several guys on this team, of course, were a big piece of DePaza Hancock's New York State Championship for baseball last spring, where they were tremendous. Really a lot of fun to watch them last year. And 2.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego Franklin with the basketball. Wilms straight away for three. No. Rebound underneath for the Eagles. Ahead now for Fortunato across the Spartans logo at midcourt. Bounce pass, Persbacher. He wants another one. Loads it up, and this one is a knuckleball that hits the side of the rim and wouldn't go down. Spartans with a rebound. Jacob Sargent at midcourt lost control, and it goes back to DH after it flickered out of bounds.
I know the score is not in jeopardy here, but as a coach with this lead, you like to see your team, you know, take their time, execute, use the clock a little bit, get a good shot. We can get some of those shots anytime we want. Make a couple passes, see what we can get.
DH with the ball to the right side. Fortunato, the jumper is good for Blake Fortunato. He has 16. So you have Fortunato with 16, Persbacher with 15, or no, excuse me, with 18 for the DH Eagles. On the other side, 15 for Utter, 10 for Devin Kroll, and 8 for Reese James. Minute 45 left. It's 64-46. Spartans with the lead. Persbacher wants more. Takes it inside, and Kroll says no with a big-time block. And then back down the floor. It's taken away by Fortunato. 2-on-1 if he can hurry. Fortunato right to the inside trying to draw a foul. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Unitego Franklin. Ahead for Wilms, and he'll smartly just pull it back out. Kroll says, let's go. Three ball for him. Died on the front of the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound Fortunato. Minute 15 to go in the fourth. Fortunato straight away. Trying to set the offense up here and gets a screen. Fortunato for three. Blocked by Spencer Wilms. Neither team wants to slow it down here. Wilms dishing one off for Austin Wild, and he missed the layup. Didn't use the glass. And back down the floor for Persbacher. Up and under the Dr. J finger roll. He gets it to go.
Nice little scoop shot off the glass.
Wow. 20 for Persbacher. 64-48 with 45 ticks left. Spencer Wilms dials up a three. Again, off the back of the iron. Out of bounds and going back to the Eagles. Neither team wants to quit here.
No.
And the Eagles will walk it down the floor for possibly the last time tonight. A good effort tonight by DH, but just one of those nights for Unitego Franklin where it was all going down. And Fortunato is fouled, and we'll head to the line with 28 seconds left. Make sure you check out WCDOsports.com over the weekend. We'll be putting up our broadcast schedule for next week, trying to get around to as many games as we can this time of the year. A lot of different things going on, so Fortunato to the line misses the first shot. We're trying to be everywhere, get everybody in before the playoffs, and then we'll be off to the races. So it's a busy time of year. Second shot, Fortunato, yes. One out of two at the line. 17 for Fortunato. 64-49 our score. Sargent goes to Kroll with 20 seconds left. Kroll left side. We'll pull it out, and the Spartans just trying to hang on to it. They go to Wilms with 10 seconds left. And he's just trying to work the rest of this clock off here with 5 seconds. And that looks like it's going to be our final score here tonight as they dribble it out. Unitego Franklin, 64. DePaza Hancock, 49. Post-game show coming up, and we'll get you some full stats as well on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to the U here tonight as Unitego Franklin boys defeat Deposit Hancock 64-49 for a MAC victory tonight. And they solidify that they are going to stay in the top four at least for now through the weekend. So let's do our scoring summary here first. First for Deposit Hancock. This is a game high, 20 points. 5 3-pointers for Evan Persbacher, shot the ball very well tonight. 17 for Blake Fortunato. 4 for Thomas Reese, and then 2 apiece for Zach Beagle, Orion Arisi, and 2 for Frank Hernandez, and 2 for Alejandro Gonzalez. Anything on the DH side that stood out to you stats-wise, Coach?
The Persbacher kid, I thought, was a really nice shooter. He has good form, gets his feet set. Every time he shot it, I thought it was in tonight. And I thought Blake Fortunato was all over the floor. We talked about it at halftime that he was a stat sheet stuffer. He had numerous rebounds, some assists, some steals. He was pretty much doing everything he could out there to help them tonight.
On the other side for Unitego Franklin, 15 for Logan Utter, 10 for Devin Kroll, and it was pretty balanced from there. 8 for Reese James, and then 6 apiece for Jacob Sargent, Braden Johnson, and Chase Bertzel. 5 for Xander Johnson, and then the 2 for Austin Wild. So anything on the UF side that stood out for you?
I thought Braden Johnson was a monster in there on the boards tonight. I had him down for 11 rebounds. And Logan Utter, very similar to Blake Fortunato. On the Unitego side, he did certainly an awful lot tonight as the birthday boy for Unitego. Yeah. Several assists, steals, and some blocks. And Devin Kroll had several big blocks, too, in the game. So.
Well, let's give out our three awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We're going to go with the birthday boy tonight, Logan Utter, 15 points. He shot the ball very, very well, And not only is it his birthday, but he committed to Utica University today to play football next year. So a very big day, capped off by a good performance tonight for Logan Utter.
Yeah, I thought there were two crucial moments in the game. At the end of the half, DH was making a run. They had a couple opportunities in transition to cut it under 10 points. And then right at the half, Logan got the ball over there in the right corner, made a nice head fake under control, shot the ball, made a three. And then at the end of the third quarter, the last possession of the third quarter, he also made a three from kind of right in front of the Unitego bench. So two big baskets by Logan. As we said, he did an awful lot tonight to help out his team.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO, and they wish our local teams success this season. We'd like to go with Devin Kroll. Did a little bit of everything, but he had some monster blocks on the inside tonight.
Yeah, he did. He was really a presence in there defensively, but as you said, he contributed offensively as well. Good shooter, made some nice passes. Nice all-around game for Devin tonight.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. This was a tough one. We really had a tough time deciding on this one, and it's brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We're going to go with Blake Fortunato. Easily could have gone with Persbacher. They're probably both deserving, but Blake, again, really was kind of a stat sheet stuffer, and we'll give it to him.
Yeah. I think both of those are underclassmen, correct?
Yes. So a junior and a sophomore.
Yeah, so DH will have both of them back next year, so some things to look forward to. So well-played game by DH.
So that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. Coach, as always, thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for the invite, and I'm sure we'll see you down the road somewhere.
Definitely we'll see you down the road, as we have a lot more coming. Obviously, the end of the regular season, but as well, we're going to have the playoffs coming up. And everyone's watching this video down here between BG and Sydney. Let me see if I have an update
on
my phone.
Okay, well, while you're looking at that, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Judy Patel. She was a longtime secretary here at Unitego, and has a beautiful singing voice, and always sang the national anthem in the 10 years that I coached here at Unitego. Always looked forward to hearing her sing the national anthem, and it's just really nice to come back and hear her sing the national anthem again. She does the song justice. She doesn't try to, you know, spice it up. She sings it the way it's supposed to be sung, and just a super nice lady. So I just wanted to give her a shout-out. I know she works at WCDO, but just give her a shout-out. Always like to see her here at Unitego singing.
Yeah, well done by Judy. And also, before we go, congratulations to Bella Phelps. We started the day going to her send-off. The Sydney 7th grader is going to the girls' New York State wrestling tournament today. She finishes third. She gets on the podium, only has the one loss. And the girl she lost to earlier in the day in wrestleback, she wrestles the same girl and beats her for third place. So, Bella, bright future. She's awesome. Congratulations to her.
Congratulations. Well done.
Yeah, Sydney will be rocking when you get back to town tonight from Syracuse. So congratulations to Bella. All right, that's going to do it. 64-49. Unitego Franklin boys defeating at DH tonight. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. Oh, one more thing. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer back in Sydney. Big thanks to Jim. We'll see you next week on CDO Sports.
The Tri-County's local sports leader. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. We're the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Driving.